We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
The question is, how much protection should a president have when they're in office on decisions they're making in terms of possible charges down the road? David Spunt from Fox News is covering the story today. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments in this later. David, what are you expecting?
Well, we're expecting arguments to go at least 2 hours, possibly more. This is a huge case today outside the court. I'm outside the court right now. No members of the public out here, surprising, because arguments begin in less than 3 hours here at the Supreme Court, but a big media presence. Donald Trump will not be here in person. He wanted to be here, but the judge in New York in his state case, a hush money case in New York, is mandating that he's physically in the courtroom there. So she's not going to be here, but special counsel Jack Smith is going to be here. So this, basically, to break it down for everyone listening, deals with the case where Donald Trump was charged federally in federal court here in Washington, D.C., for his alleged attempts to try to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Donald Trump and his legal team, they say that the alleged acts happened while he was still president. Presidents can't be charged. Therefore, he should have immunity and not be able to face trial here in Washington, D.C. Jack Smith, a special counsel, will give you a completely different tale. He says that Trump's alleged behavior continued after he was president and therefore should be charged, full stop. So this was supposed to go to trial here in Washington back on March 4th, a day before Super Tuesday. It's been delayed because the Supreme Court agreed to hear it. So if the Supreme Court sides with Jack Smith, the special counsel, it means the trial in Washington, D.C. will start moving forward again, but it's been on pause for several months now, so it'll take a while to get those engines moving again. We could see a trial perhaps late summer or in the fall. If the justices rule in favor of Donald Trump and agree that he does have immunity, and just takes a majority of the nine justices to say so, we may not see a trial at all.
Yeah, that's true. David, is there any sense of urgency here on the part of the court? I mean, do we think this is just going to be treated like any other case, and it may be June before we get a decision?
Well, the justices have expedited this case somewhat for argument to put it on the calendar today. Today's their last day of oral argument for this term. They could have said, listen, we're too busy, we can't get it on, we'll get it on in the fall, and that would have just absolutely pushed this past the election, no question, 99%. But there is a chance they could, move on this fairly quickly, in the next few weeks. Typically, they decide big cases by the end of June, but this is a big case. We're talking about the immunity of a president, and mm-hmm. Donald Trump says that, this is not just him, this is all future presidents, and they should, have that immunity. So it's a big case, no question. When they'll rule, we don't know, but it's likely this is going to take front and center for them. It's not something we expect them to just kind of say, oh, yes, we need to get to that. We'll get to that later. It's likely they'll definitely start discussing this as soon as possible.
Yeah. David Spunt, we'll be watching your reports from the Supreme Court today. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's right. I don't know if they hurry this up or not, but it would not happen before late summer or early fall. This, whether you love or hate James Comey, one of his reasons for not prosecuting Hillary Clinton is that that was in July or August when he made that announcement. I think it was July of that year before the election. One reason is they weren't sure a jury would convict, but also they were very conscious of moving into the middle of election season with a trial that could have an impact on the outcome of an election. How could the Justice Department justify that? There are also bigger questions here, and one of Donald Trump's former lawyers addressed this yesterday. James Trusty is his name. And he was actually on like CNN talking about, or MSNBC talking about this. But I thought he made a very good point here, is that Democrats are kind of playing with fire here if this is something they're hoping to win, this argument on immunity in the Supreme Court.
None of us really knows. But I think ultimately, big picture, you know, I think they're going to be sensitive to the idea that we're descending into a weaponized world where law enforcement's being used too freely to go after political figures, and particularly President Trump. So he may not be the most sympathetic figure. You don't have the ex-president's club rallying behind him. But I think if you look systemically, creative prosecution going after a presidential candidate should be a bad word. And I think they may be sensitive to that.
Yeah, he's talking about the justices.
I think it sets a dangerous precedent. And I would imagine the Supreme Court would want to vote on this quickly, would want to rule on it, I should say.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this should take precedence.
So the when did you watch media coverage on this today? Here would be my observation for you to keep in mind. The left, the CNNs, the alphabet media in this country are portraying this argument as something really ridiculous. That Donald Trump wants you to believe a president should be able to murder somebody when they're in office and be immune from prosecution. That's not what this case is about. It's not what this case is about at all. The argument here is whether or not a speech Donald Trump gave outside of the ellipse there, outside of the White House on January 6th, somehow contributed to what happened inside the Capitol as he was still speaking. That his opposition to the outcome of the election, his issues, his concerns, that he didn't have any right to talk about all of that, and that somehow 4 years later the federal government can go back and charge you with a crime, it's outrageous what they're doing to Trump here on this issue. And presidents have done much, much, much worse things that they're not prosecuted for. And if they can be prosecuted for tiny things like this, that has a chilling effect on the presidency. You're going to go into a room and decide if you're going to drop. Imagine if FDR could have been sued over his decision to drop the atomic bomb on Japan. It's that kind of silly season that we're moving into here. And those debates are going to be held in the Supreme Court today.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.